Restore of the Heartland, 776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Kathy Dawes, along with Marty Veneer, and of course, she is Director of Partnership Development with NBAF, and appreciate her being here today. 5-3-7-13-50, just a few more minutes left with Marty. Let's take a look at 2017. It's hard to believe we're almost through the year, and maybe just some of the highlights of what's gone on at the NBAF site.
Yeah, for everyone who's driven around there, you know that the two baby cranes are gone. I'm kind of sad. It was a fascinating day or days, because it took about 3 days to take those two cranes down. And since I didn't get to see them go up, I wanted to see them come down, because it's like, how the heck do you do that? So it was really, really fascinating. And so now just the two big cranes, north and south cranes, are still there. They are still in use, because there's an awful lot of equipment that actually has to be dropped into the building by a crane. So we still have to keep them so that they can be dropping big things in. And then once that's done, then we start, filling in the and finishing, like, the roof line and all of that. Lots and lots and lots and lots of concrete. We broke ground in the summer of 2015. We were digging the hole. I think we didn't really start pouring concrete until about a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago. And we're still pouring concrete, and we still have a lot more to pour. So I think concrete maybe finishes this summer. And at that point, then we'll be getting into a lot of interior work, and that's when the number of construction folks on the site really spikes. Will be like next summer and into the fall, because they'll be starting to install all the interior piping and wiring and doing surfaces and all of that. So we'll have a ton of people in there in the next few months. And it's amazing to see. And actually, when I've traveled, and I've been able to, like, fly over the site a couple of times, and just being there every day, I didn't realize how big it was until I actually flew over it one time. And there have been several people who have taken those flights, and they've taken pictures, from the plane. And so they send us these pictures, these aerial shots. And it's really fun to see, and it's just staggering.
Well, I just went back and looked at a photo I took in November of 2015, when there's just nothing really.
Right.
You have the utility building.
Well, sure.
A lot of people were confused for the longest time, mm-hmm. and thought that was going to be NBAF.
Not even close. And now you look at what's up there now. I mean, the picture you've got on your screen is literally the hole in the ground. and you look at the site now with the building now, and the utility plant, like, is just this sort of little outbuilding, It's just like, you hardly notice it.
And that photo, by the way, you can access on our website, mm-hmm. newsradiokmbn.com. And if you just search NBAF, it'll pop up from November of 15. But it is amazing. And I think we have some more recent ones, too. But when you mentioned the two little cranes are gone, the two baby cranes.
Yeah.
Now, what were their function?
Well, all of the site is so big, mm-hmm. that particularly when you're pouring concrete, because the footprint is so big, you can't use even a concrete pumper truck. It won't reach far enough. And so the cranes were there, and you've seen those big containers that the concrete goes in, those big funnel-shaped containers that concrete goes in. So they'd fill the concrete, and the crane would pick up that container and then swing it around to the site and drop it down so that the concrete could get poured where it needed to be poured. So you needed these cranes to cover the entire footprint of the site to be able to get things in toward the center, because you can't drive in there. you just can't drive in there with a truck or anything. So you have to have the crane to pick things up and lift it and drop them in.
Any other highlights of the year other than just the real physical changes maybe that we've seen? You've been in here updating us monthly, which we greatly appreciate. But there's just so many things, you know, planned. I know there have been meetings, of course, where things have been discussed about it and that sort of thing maybe. But just anything else you can think of?
Well, the construction's the physical manifestation, and while that's pretty gee whiz, there is an incredible amount of planning that's going on now with respect to operational aspects. So if we go back to the conversation earlier about stand-up, there's a lot of planning going on now with our partners at USDA. Who needs to be on site and when to start doing a lot of this planning? We're going to have to start getting a few scientists in because they need to start learning the building. Where are the labs? You know, where are the hallways? Who's going to occupy what space? And planning the processes, planning the people part of how this operation's going to run. I'm at this point also working with the USDA scientists and DHS to write the strategy for science. What do we want to be when we grow up in this building? And so writing the strategy, and then once we have the strategy, which is going to clearly be a very high-level kind of living document, then once we get there, then we start writing the science plan. What particular projects do we want to do? How will the various groups in the building interact with each other? What will be the governance structure? Who's going to set research priorities? How will those things be decided? Even nitty-gritty things like who's going to buy test tubes? You know, who's responsible for that? And how do we, you know, is there like a sign-up sheet in the break room and we write down that we need more test tubes? Or what's that process going to be? And so it's big stuff like the science, and it's little stuff like consumable supplies. And all of that stuff has to be planned.
Well, again, been a pleasure. Been a good year. And
it's
Marty Vanier with us, NBAF Director of Partnership Development. We'll take a break. When we come back, Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.